Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tony and Grace with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a billionaire has proposed a 10 to 18 storey tower in West End's Mollison Street to provide a luxurious living space for residents. The proposal put forward by development and community property company Unison Projects has been criticised by the community, raising concern over the economic impacts locals will face. West End Community Association President Selena Moore says the region's lack of affordable housing has increased homelessness and rising property prices.
Three men have been charged following an alleged violent confrontation and dog killing in Forest Lake. Aaron Sengyumva, Alex Edward Deng and John Woh Woh have been charged with a string of offences, including serious animal cruelty. It is alleged that they demanded the e-scooter, smashed the rear glass doors, and stabbed the dog to entice the victims outside. Despite the best efforts of the police and the vet, the dog later died from its injuries.
In national news, 2.5 years after a review by South Australia's Equal Opportunity Commissioner, Niall South Australian's Parliament still has a toxic culture of bullying harassment, according to MP Connie Benaros. In a statement made by the MP, people are still approaching her all the time, seeking advice about dealing with harassment. South Australia's Equal Opportunity Commissioner, Jodine Carney, says there has been little details about the changes, and it's no surprise that MPs would say there has been little change.
Waste dumped by international merchants is on the increase, according to environmentalists. This week, members of the Beach Patrol Group came across dozens of washed-up, unused, internationally made COVID-19 rapid antigen tests on the beach in Warrnambool. Marine archaeologist Stephen Smith said that foreign plastic rubbish has increased since the beginning of the pandemic due to the ships being anchored for longer periods of time.
In international news, the Taliban are set to ban women's beauty salons in Afghanistan. No details have been given on the ban, including why it has been put in place. Salons, however, are all expected to be shut down in a month. The ban follows women being barred from parks, gyms, educations, and most jobs.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a chance of morning fog. It's currently 19 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news at 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.